Good morning. Good morning. Happy Sunday. Happy Mother's Day. All my dear mother sentient beings. Geshe is here. He's walking around the beautiful stupa, which now has a pinnacle. The pinnacle has been placed on there. Geshe-la has been planning to talk about the art of happiness. There are copies of this in the bookstore, and there may be one or two in the library. So when Geshe-la arrives, if you've never been here before, if you would please stand out of respect for him and his teachings, and then you'll see some of us prostrating. So if you get out the white prayer book, and let's turn to the first base sheet, and we'll chant the prayers for Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, and the four measurables in English, and then right below that in Tibetan. Tayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Tayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Tayata Om Mune Mune Mahamunaye Soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentient Tam Chedewa Tam eight times at the bottom of the sheet, and then Green Tower's mantra seven times right above that.
So this is mainly, I think there's a lot of people in the prayer list, all kinds of, you know, like facing all kinds of problems. There's like, I think, long list, push, list getting shorter.
It's getting shorter, but it's still kind of long.
There's a lot of people doing, you know, our contribution, you know, for their well-being, okay? So reciting this mantra, so...
Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare 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 tu tare tu re so ha.
Thank you. We'll begin with 9-round breathing meditations. Okay, 9-round breathing meditation. This meditation. Is now to to get rid of the wasted energy, to get rid of wasted energy. Oh, okay. So the wasted energy is do cause physical discomfort. So that then contribute to mental discomfort. So that is critical to learn these meditations. To how to get rid of, eliminate the wasted energy, called long roll. Gu tuk means gu means that's like 9 rounds. That's called gu means 9. Tuk means no set. That means there's 3 sets. Each set 3 breathings. The 3 sets then become 9. Gu means 9. Tuk means set. Long roll gu tuk. Cell means eliminate. Long roll, that's the wasted energy. That's the name of the meditation, Lung Ro Gu Tuk Cell. It's Lung Ro, wasted energy, Gu, 9, Tuk, Set, Self, eliminated. So I think it's good to do, to begin any meditation that you do at home. So it's good to begin with that, Lung Ro Gu Tuk Cell. So what we'll do, we'll use our left hand, block, or left nostril, inhale from the right nostril. Like that, okay. Left hand, inhale from here, long, slow. First set, 3, that's first set. So now second, please, right hand. Here. Then inhale. Second set. Right, so now the third. For both. Inhale, exhale from the nose, okay? That's called 9 rounds. Okay. 3 sets. This is very good, please don't ever think this is not too easy. It's too easy to do, but it's easy to do. Yeah. But there's a lot of benefit. You'll get a lot of benefit. So good things about it's much more better than listening something. So then you are doing, you yourself is doing it. So that you yourself get benefit. Okay. So this is called as a eliminating wasted energy through 9-round breathing meditations for longer good to self. Okay, that's good to do. So should I do again? Or everybody knows? First you use the left hand. So each time when you inhale, you count, okay? Now this is the first set. Then there's the second set. So now from the board knows. So now from the board knows. Oh yeah. So I'm doing too fast. Anyway, so now from the board knows. This is called 9-round breathing meditation. You can share with your children, your friends, don't need to say any prayer, just sit. So important things here, make sure that you sit straight, okay? Make sure your body is straight. So I think wasted energy has been stuck into the channels. So the only way to get rid of it is to breathing meditations. Didn't some text suggest to visualize? Talking about mindfulness, there's no mindfulness here. I think it's better to do rather than visualize. I think there's something you can do. I think better to do. So now the question is, this all meditation, so then after that you can normal breathing meditations. You can start with that normal meditation. So now the question comes down, you have to ask yourself questions. How's your elephant doing? How's your elephant? If your elephant, according to Buddhism, the mind is considered as elephant, so powerful, If that elephant get wild, no good. So that is all about, when you ask yourself a question, how's my elephant doing? If your elephant is kind of calm, relaxed, no need for meditation, why you do? If your elephant is it's kind of getting wild or about to get wild, so then you have to, the only way I think you can, that kind of mess up the mind, that kind of mess up the mind, then that mind becomes, not peaceful. Then concentrations will, when we say concentrate, that means, trying to control the elephant. You are about to try to hide that elephant somewhere, So in this case, there's your own breath. You're trying to hide the elephant with your own breath, So there's a number of meditations you can do. So today, also I'll just tell you this, normal breathing meditations from nose. Exhale, inhale, one. Each time you inhale, you count. Exhale, inhale, and see, count many, not just 21. Count 50, 60, 100. See how long you can keep your elephant there. Okay? You may hear some sound or something like, you know, don't follow them. Just let it go. Then what you are concentrating is make sure that you are, you know, make sure that you count, you know, if you decide to count 108, so then make sure, you know, then you follow the, make sure that you count that correctly. Okay, correct, you know. Someday, qixi, you know, someday's concentrations will make mind peaceful. Okay, someday, qixi. That's why people say, oh, silence is good. No, silent. So now the question is, how you can become silent? No, it's not easy to make, it's not easy to make mind silent, you know. Mind silence is not easy. So there's one way you can, you know, silence your mind is to think something precisely, concentrate. That's the one way to silence your other mind, you know. So okay. So there's something you can try at home. Exhale, inhale, exhale. If you are having problem, you can say out, in. But at the same time, one. Out, in. Same time, there's two. Out, in. There's three. Like that. Okay? The counting is a very important part of this meditation. Counting is a very important part of the meditation. In the beginning, so, you know, we may end up, you know, like the breathing forcefully. That's okay. Then eventually, it has to be very normal. So, believe it or not, we breathe in and out, because 21,000 times a day, we breathe in and out. And how many out of 21,000 are? 21,000? Out of 21,000, how many we remember? We don't remember. But that's according to the, you know, teachings. That's how much breath we take in and out, 21,000 times a day. So that eventually, you know, the whole idea is it has to be very natural. So that's the first stage. Now you are able to tie your elephant. But now the second step is how long? Then, you know, then people use all different kind of objects. They use, you know, like image. Holy image. They use flower. They use, you know, trees. They use all water. They use four elements. You know, they use fire, earth, the sound, all kind of things they use, you know. They use that. So now then, if you're using some kind of image, so then the third stage is then the clarity. Clarity of that image. First you look at the image. Again, then you close your eyes. Not close, then you sit like this. Then you are trying to see that from your, how you say, mind, not from your eye. You're trying to see that. So there's, you know, so many obstacles occur. If you are looking at the yellow, when you close your eye, you see a red, right? If you are thinking of red, then you see yellow. So anyway, whatever image, you know, so then you are visualizing, could be any image, okay? In Buddhism, we use holy image because there's another benefit. So then, you know, image, then you look at them, then you think, concentrate. First you are seeing for whole image, just stay there. Then slowly, you know, you're just seeing one eye, just hold. Wherever you can hold, just hold there. If the mind get out of there, so then probably you need to open your eye, then look at it again, then close. You know, so then the time, the patience, the practice, then, you know, then slowly, then you'll get better and better, okay? So now, meditation that I'm going to lead today, you know, this is like called forceful method, how to, control the elephant. If elephant gets too wild, get out of hand. So this is called forceful method, okay? Or another way you can say excitement mind, you know, mind get excited. And partially, you know, because I think there should be difference between excited mind and the wandering mind. there should be a little bit difference. Okay, excited mind is mainly has driven by some sort of, you know, attachment. The wandering mind not necessarily driven by attachment. Driven it can be, you know, anything. You know, so the according to the teachings, excited mind is excited. Excited mind is driven by, some form of, you know, attachment. Okay. So this is called forceful method. If you can't control your mind, keep, you know, becoming obsessive with something. Could be idea, could be anything, or could be people, or could be could be sweet, could be, you know, chocolate chip cookies, the not the old one, fresh one, little bit warm. No, so minute you buy it, chocolate melts, you know, that like that. So thinking about that, the taste of that, you know, then become obsessive. But that's just an example. No? So what we'll do? So now here, exhale from the mouth. Inhale from nose. We'll do this now. There's number. There's no, you can do 10, 7, 9. There's not the various number you can do. Then each time when you inhale, we count. Okay, same. Then at the end, when we say let's do 10, okay. At the end, everybody should hold their breath and imagine that energy goes down. White color goes down. Almost like, you know, that the machine that check the blood pressure, you see some inside this one kind of blood, goes like something like that, you know. Reach four finger below navel, belly button, four finger below. Then when you feel it reach four finger below, then simultaneously close the lower jaw. The energy that comes up is yellow. So then you have this true energy there. So there, where the focus should be. White above, yellow below. Make sense? So then during that process, you are holding your breath. You are not breathing. You are holding your breath. Okay? So then you hold your breath and think about this true energy. And you hold your breath as long as you can, then exhale, okay. Number, as I say, just we are doing here 10, you can do many, okay. So this is very, very helpful. This is very, very helpful. And see if that helps. If that helps, you know, your mind, if that helps. You know, so this is called forceful method. How to control this, you know, how to say, super excited mind, okay. So one more, then I'll explain, then we'll do, okay. First, exhale from mouth, long, then how to say, forceful, in, one, out, in, two, like that, okay. So then the last, when you inhale, there's going to be 10. If you count 10, that number 10 will stop with inhale. So then you don't breathe. Visualize. When you feel the reach, four finger below, close the lower jaw, energy comes up, yellow. Sit there, then that's where you concentrate. Probably also good to know, also visualize body is not like something solid, it's something like form of light, okay, that you can see inside out, something like that. Okay, now we'll start, okay. And this is good to do at home. Okay, it's good to do. Should I explain again? Huh? No? Okay. So it's good to do it. No. Like to one more? Huh? One more? Different kind. One more different kind. Everybody likes new, not old. Don't like that. So this one is called mixing your mind with the space. Okay? Mixing lung same lung energy, same mind, lung same namka space. Not space, sky. What is the difference between sky and space?
Sky is the blue.
Okay, sky, not space, then sky. Okay. Namka is sky, not space. This is also space, right? Yeah, sky, not space, sky. Lung, energy, same. Mind, lung, same. You can't separate. It's always go together. Each mind comes with energy. You can't separate, okay? You can separate. Lung, same. Namka, sky, same is mix. Damla, instructions, okay? So this is go. This again, this is the name of the meditations. So this one is forceful method how to eliminate thinking mind. So I'm hoping, so maybe, I'm not 100% sure, maybe it will, this meditation will help, depressions. Maybe, I'm not sure. So when you do long period of meditation, then you sometimes, because the weather is too hot, then you get kind of tired, At the beginning, you are kind of sit, Then, slowly. You don't want to get out because you can't, I'm not sure what it is like. Then slow, something comes out of here. The meditation, instead of producing peaceful mind, it produces precious jewel. Come out of here. Sometimes that happens early morning, you sit there, in the beginning you're kind of fresh, you're meditating, and then all of a sudden, go like that, then you kind of pull it back, then goes again like that, then that, you can't help, it goes again. So, I remember when I was young, mid-teenage. So I have one roommate, he's much senior than me, and there's no difference between him and me, there's a lot of class gap. So he's kind of supervising my education, so in monastery, you memorize a lot of texts and you memorize. So lack of, as a resource, your table is the milk powder, they come with a can, big can. So that's your, how you say, yes. What is this called?
Table.
Lake. Okay, there's a lake. Top of that, what we have, there's no box that made out of tin. That's everything, that's all your possessions. Then you put it there, so there's can, then you put it this metal can. Talk about that new cloth, then that's your textbook. So then you sit like that, that's how you memorize, textbook. So then, not getting enough sleep, day after day, year after year, month after month, so there's no, then that's like sleep is kind of shortage of sleep, you fall asleep frequently. In the puja gathering, you can't fall asleep, then everywhere you kind of fall asleep. Quite often you fall asleep. So then I'm here in the one corner, the small room, one corner I'm there with my table. Another corner he's there. He's also there, probably reading some books. So then I'm memorizing my text and I couldn't help falling asleep. Then I'm kind of afraid at the same time that he's going to score or maybe, spank. all of a sudden, boom! But there's no disturbance, then the whole box is not thrown. He just jumps out of his bed. So that's not, that happens, you know, frequently happens, whether you are meditating or sometimes, you know, that happens. So anyway, this is like forceful method how to eliminate, you know, thinking mind, okay, thinking mind. Once again, you know. So then I'm hoping, so I'm not saying this 100% sure, I'm hoping this will help, you know, the depressions, you know, any form of depressions, and also maybe, you know, probably help you to, you know, feeling down. This is all like, you can also imagine that's like lifting up your spirit, okay? So imagine, sometimes, you know, like, it's kind of interesting, long time ago, so I never lay down on the grass, you know, so that's not something that you do, you know. And there's, you know, one day I just, one of the center members, we just lay down and look at this very nice clear sky. We look there, but you are seeing something, there's really nothing, you know, that's the nature of mind, something like that, very clear. So in this case, what we do, we don't breathe, there's no breathing involved, okay, you just sit. Not below, not above, towards your navel, towards navel. Like light, white light, shaped like egg. It doesn't mention the size can be any size, so it doesn't mention the size. Like shaped like egg, okay? Truth. Like this. Not here, not the blue, like that. Yeah. At or like right there. Right at the navel, okay? Like first just to try to picture that. So now that is the mind, okay? Mind doesn't have shape and color. That is the mind. Just imagine, that's your mind. Now we have to come up with the shape and the color of the mind, because actually mind doesn't have that. So the picture that. So then what you do, then after that, you say, what? Pe. I will say, pe. Not like pe, it's not good. It needs to be loud. Pe. Because according to Sanskrit, you know, there are like many, many syllables. You know, it has power. So I'm not sure how to explain that. But like, you know, om. No, that's why in the yoga you say om. That's right? I never did yoga, but you know, that's what I heard, you know, that some yoga practice, and they say om, because this certain syllable has power, you know, because it contains so much, and even though one syllable, there's, you know, there's so much content in there. So it's even same here. This is like kind of like wrathful syllables. Now you see, you quite often see the end of the mantra, most of the mantra in like pe, you know, pe. Not every one of them, but you know, most of them end with the word pe. Especially, you know, there's like wrathful mantra. Anyway, so that word, then the power of that word shoots up this consciousness shape like egg from here all the way up in the blue sky. Then there was a mix. There's a mixing mind with the sky. That's what happened. Just imagine, then say, pe. Okay. So I think better to do with, I think this meditation is not good to do in a public place. Somebody might drop there something there, eating there. So this is, I'm just, you know, here repeating, okay, this has already been taught thousands of years ago, you know, so I feel good about that, because not something that, you know, I just made it up last night, you know. It's just that's something that I learned, you know, it's already been said. So I'm just learning that, so I'm, you know, repeating. So therefore I feel good about, you know, explaining to that to you, because it's already been taught long time ago, okay? So then the word pe, the power of the syllables, shoots up this, you know. Then you have to really visualize, you know, imagine. Shoots up from here, then deep into sky. Now what are you thinking? You are just thinking clear blue sky. That's all you're thinking. That's your mind. Nothing there. Nothing's there. There's nothing. It's just pure, like, blue sky. Nothing's there. Okay? First, we just imagine. A little bit louder. So this is no joke. This is no joke. So now the word you need to say loud. Okay, loud. Okay. Oh. So one more time. One more time. Oh yeah, so that's it. Meditation, there's something that we should do. I think so. We should go because there's a lot of benefit for the mind. Okay. So now, when you look at when you think about the definition of meditation, so meditation definition of meditation is like making familiar. Whatever you learn, making familiar, So that means, this type of meditation, in order to get benefit out of this meditation, then we must do. If you feel like, if you have interest, okay, from your side, if you have interest about meditations, so I think better to do something, what is called productive meditation, rather than just sitting there, so that... Tiba maybe gomje laudum thala zavatas. The meditator without knowledge is going to be a person without arm trying to climb the mountains. Meditation without knowledge is going to be like that. You just sit there. Yeah, chicken can sit. Squirrel can sit. Anybody can sit. That's not a big deal. Why is meditation? No? So then, in order to do productive meditation, so this I often say, so make sure when we do it well. And otherwise, why we do? There's no reason why we do. So then, whatever the Buddha said, in this like 84,000 scriptures that you see on this altar, this is all said to us, for us to help to develop, wisdom. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no solutions. So then, that's why so much emphasis has been put to learning, to educating ourselves, to learn. So then second, then you think. Then third, then you think deep. Then you gain experiential understanding of meditation, experiential understanding of impermanent, the experiential understanding of precious human life. So then slowly you'll gain that. So then when you say precious human life, it means something deep, rather than just mere word. No, it means something deep, okay? So, as Shantideva said in the end of his books, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, end of the book, he said, whatever has been said, it's all been said to help us to develop or to generate wisdom, okay? So that's important. So then I think it's important to learn something that has origin, rather than something that somebody just made it up, so like that. Because it's been taught, it's been tested by great hermit, meditator, and produced great results. So that Chungo Kanatu, the beginning of the water has to link with some form of snow. Similarly, all the teaching here, has to link to someone, somewhere. Otherwise, then just, just making it up is not good. Oh, yeah. making oneself familiar, okay, familiar with that. So, and you know, so we are supposed to read these books, so maybe this is the book probably Sanjay, I say, class is basing on, but so far, so many Sanjay has been passed, never read the book. So this is the kind of, you know, it's all about happiness, okay, happiness. So, so now, so I'm going to quote, you know, not from these books, you know, to quote from one of the Lama Tsongkhapa books. Karna lenam samba sangye las. Karna lenam samba sangye las, you know. So Buddhism, we do talk about karma. We do talk a lot about karma, you know. So then, in your language, it's like that. What comes around? What goes around? Yeah, what goes around comes around. Just think about that is karma. Whether you call karma or not, that's karma. Means, you know, action, you know, what goes around. If you're being nice to someone, that person will be nice to you. If you're being mean to somebody else, could be based on your idea, your plan, your opinion, could be based on religion, belief, traditions. So, you know, if you be nice, you know, so if you become sugar, then there will be more beings will attract, because everybody likes sweets. If you become vinegar, so then, you know, it's not good. You know, like that. It's all karma lenam samba sangye las. So now, what goes around, what comes around, how you say? What goes around. So that's good, you know. It's not like what comes around, goes around. It begins with what goes around. That something has to go out before it comes in. So the other one, why you don't say what comes around, goes around. You say what goes around, comes around. That's, you know. So that's very much, according to Buddhism, Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, that's very much based on mind. No, it's not based on the physical body. It's based, very much based on the mind, right? That's why, karna lenam samba sangye las. You know, if something good goes around, that's called positive karma. If something negative goes around, that's called negative karma. So that's very much based on intentions, you know, intentions of the mind. Karna lenam kar, white, nag, black, le, actions. Samba, mind. Sang, gentle. Nyen, what do you call it? Opposite of gentle. Samba sangha. If the mind is good, everything becomes good. Sa, everything becomes good. If mind is not good, everything becomes, you know, how is it? Negative. If you are leaning towards the golden mountains, eventually you yourself may become like golden. If you are leaning on the poison mountain, then you also become the poison like that, you know. So that's the, I think, that's very much based on the like the day-to-day life reality. It's not rather than, you know, just some form of belief. It's very much based on that. So, and based on that, you know, there's like one stanza summarized. It contains so much teaching there. So then throughout the day-to-day life, whether we are interacting with people, you know, so then one thing I remember, so what they say, happiest people, so that's not from Lama Tsongkhapa, that's from somewhere I read, okay? Happiest people does not have best of everything. Make sense? Happiest people does not have best of everything. So they make best out of everything. So that I very much like that quote. I'm not remember who said that, but there's, you know, not in the Lamrim, not in Lama Tsongkhapa, but not, I didn't study that. So there's, you know, someone said, that's very true. That's very true. That's very true. So I'll give you one example, you know. Milarepa, that's like great Tibetan yogi, you know, Milarepa. So you may have heard about that. So they made a movie about the Milarepas. So, you know, he spent most of his life in the wilderness. Wilderness is meditating. So he had one pot, clay pot made of clay. That's where he makes his food. That's where he This only thing that he possessed is nothing. This only thing he possessed. So one day, you know, then time to time he goes to the creek to get the water out of the creek. Then that's where he probably cooks something. I'm not sure. There's like there's different types of herb plant that he cooks. Because sabzi is like very thorny that he cooks. Then he eat that, you know. So one day, you know, he's going down the creek. It's kind of raining. It's kind of rain. So he's just going down to the creek. So then, you know, all of a sudden he slept. Then, you know, he lost control over this clay ball, and just on the piece of stone there, just cracked, broke. What did he say? He said, you know, the clay pot is here, now it's gone. This is impermanent. That's all he said. That's impermanent. Bilalabha able to apply his knowledge in that event right there. Then you know, the story finished. So for us, you are carrying this, all of a sudden you tip somewhere, broke, throw there, you broke. What will we say? Yeah, we don't say, oh, it's right here, now it's broke. That's the nature of impermanent. We don't stop them, then the story goes. Then you blame yourself, well, I shouldn't do this, I shouldn't do that, all goes on and on and on and on. No good, no, so no good. So that's a kind of lesson we should learn. Every event, there's no something we can learn, okay? So that's very practical, no? Don't you think it's very practical? So you are not, you know, like making yourself miserable. No, so they just know. So it's no, you can apply. You know? So you like say, Yeah, so when things broke, you know, when things doesn't go, you know, so we, throughout the day, there's a lot of events, and, you know, like that makes our life miserable. There's a lot of things, you know. So not being flexible, you know, caught up very tightly with certain things, you know. So this is all no good. The impermanence will, you know, ease. It's kind of loosen our, you know, like tightness to certain things, okay? So that's just, I want to share that with you. So then, so now the question is, you know, everybody needs to participate. Then the question is, so what we should do? What we should do? You, me, everybody, you know. I'm Tibetan, you're American, you know, so I'm Asian, you're Westerners. It doesn't matter, everybody, you know. So we all desire for happiness. What we should do? What we should do? What will we should do? What should we do to obtain happiness? What we should do? Physical happiness, mental happiness. What should we do? What should we do? Physical happiness. American should have the best physical happiness because we have everything, all the resources. Tons of food, nice road, clean air, clean water. When you go to Nepal, India, look at them. No, it's hard to obtain physical happiness. So now here, mental happiness. What should we do? In questions. Why I'm not being happy, you know. So now, coming down here, so I very much like that. I'm riding, the Kim is driving me here from my house to here. Way down, near, not very far from our house. No, we saw this small car, tiny car, small car. And Kim said, that's called a smart car. So, it's kind of interesting to hear, you know, that something small that's called smart in America, usually the big is better. So that's good to hear, you know, something small that's smart. Why it's called smart? Probably it's consume less energy, good for environment. Very good, that's very good news. So now, how about smart mind? Smart mind, no. Few desires, more contentment. I think that's smart mind. Deva. So believe or not, so it's going to be very foreign for your ear, because no culture is no very much based on materialistic base, very much encouraged by all kind of directions, encouraged by get more, get big, get bigger, like that. So then, as I said, I read some of the studies that's been done on this happiness. So when you look at this movie called Happiness, when you look at that movie, it shows kind of diagrams. Since 60s or 50s, economics went way up like this. People had big cars, bigger car, bigger house, more motive. It went up. Happiness is not, it's like here. This is like going down. So, in Buddhism, it's called Dejung Chokshe. Dejung means few desires, more contentment. Dejung Chokshe. The virtue. So that needs to be done within the mind, right? So you need to think. Why I need more? Also, I myself also, kind of, so anyway, so I'm not going to say. So then when you think about that, so this is going to be very foreign, more desire. Because this has been encouraged from all directions. All directions. Wherever you look, it's all about that, So we need smart mind. There is a smart mind that I consider as a smart mind, is like few desires, more contentment. So now, how that can be done? Why the desire? So I said, according to now that public discussion also be needed. Desire itself. It is mind, right? Desire itself is mind. It is happy mind, or is neutral mind, is unhappy mind, desire. Every time, I think there's nothing wrong to desire for happiness, but the goal and the intention and the goal, between there, something is not going correctly. Between there. Goal is good. Everybody wants to be happy. There's nothing wrong, regardless whether you're a believer or not believer. Even the animals, you look at them, they're trying to, also, in my backyard, there's bird, so they, winter time, they don't take shower. Even when it's warm, they take shower. They even know how to, that's, so much, what we call happiness is kind of like, temporary relief. Temporary relief. So now, true happiness has to come with the mind. It's not very much depend on the external force. It's very much depend on the internal. It depend on the mind. So now, so this is just idea I'm throwing here for you. So then, please, you have this incredible intelligence that we can investigate. Investigate and how to. What kind of desire should be minimized, and to think about, why I'm not being happy. So there has to have some cause. So then, the Jun Choshi. So if you have then contentment, then you are the richest people in the world. Even though you don't have materially very much, you have no richest people in the world. One time, I would like to tell you a story. So Milad Rabbi, he's staying in his cave. At night, the thief came. And there's no light. Then he's just probably sitting there. And he heard this noise. Kind of going like this. So Milad Rabbi told the thief, you are not going to find anything. You're not going to find anything. Because when I look at during the daytime, I don't find anything. So you are not going to find anything in the darkness too. And not going to find. That means, very simple life. Very simple life. So, I'm not saying this buying our shoes is a suffering. I'm not saying that. No. So, I'm not saying, you know, eating good food is suffering. I'm not saying that, you know, having nice house, I'm not saying the sufferings, but desire, you know, desire. So, to minimize, you know, to minimize, or to minimize, based on the places, you know, when you go to Nepal, or when you go to India, so you can carry all your desire there, you know, say, desire for the Starbucks coffee, or there's many different kinds of, you know, not just Starbucks, it has to be latte, so not, you know, any kind of pizza, it has to be from the Papa John, things like, this is all, you know, strong desire, it has to be particular things. When you go with that in Nepal, those things doesn't exist. French fry, donkey donut, these are not there, you know. So then, that's what I'm saying, how to be flexible, you know. So, not able to take hot shower every single day. No, that's not like, Richard, do you appreciate what is the hot shower day you took in the middle of nowhere in Nepal? Richard went with me. These people make a lot of effort, you know, to have to boil the water, and you take a hot shower. Right after when you finish your hot shower, it's all cold again, because the weather is freezing cold. Then you want to take a shower, then you take showers, you know, that's temporary. So anyway, the certain things, you know. So then, you know, like really strong desire, okay, this is my vacation, has to be everything perfect, good. All of a sudden, people get into fight, breaking glass. You know, so then if you just, you know, like I said, that desire, if you just roll over, so then you'll be fine. Then, you know, otherwise, if you tie it up with that, so then it makes your life miserable. So that's my experience back in Nepal. You know. So then, really, you know, like, so now my point here is, you know, like, fewer desire, more contentment. I think that's called smart mind. So now the question is how to get there. What is required? Of course, it requires some wisdom. So then, you know, once in the blue moon, it doesn't happen all the time, but once the blue moon, you say, whoa. You know, this, you feel this kind of moment, you know, like I have this, you know, life. And so this, once the blue moon, then you feel like, you know, what else you need? You need nothing. It happens. What do you call it? But it doesn't, unfortunately, it doesn't last. It doesn't last very long. It doesn't last very long. So, you know, then once, sometimes it happens, you know, like, oh, so fortunate, you know, so fortunate. You know, so that feeling is wonderful. So now the question is how to do that, how to minimize desire, and how to be more content. So what is required? Maybe it requires the knowledge of impermanence. Maybe it requires the knowledge, you know. Maybe it requires so many different types of knowledge that in order to do that. You know? So that's the point. That's the point. Few desires, more contentment. That's the how life becomes happier if we have that. Dejung Choshe. Dejung Choshe, okay? So, then, so now there's not much time. So this is the, how you say, something that, you know, something that we all should think, you know. You know, we all should think, you know. That's the thinking should be based on that. So that's what I call smart mind. You know? So then I think too much of everything is no good. So I have to stop here. Okay, so also time is running out. So then I will say a few mantras. So it will take only 1 minute, probably 1.5 minutes. I will there's 2 minutes left. I will say some mantras with my deep devotions towards those mantras. You know, it says whoever hears, you know, so the some mantras, you know, it will prevent from untimely death, because there are a number of people requested me to do something because their kids having problems with suicidal thoughts. There's really nothing I can do. So then I, you know, there's a couple of mantras that I have, you know, deep devotions, and even just hearing those mantras, reading, writing, touching, you know, prevent from untimely death. So then there's a number of mantras, and some mantras, you know, it will help to have say, so physical, you know, physical difficulty, so the healing mantras, okay? So you just listen to them, say this mantra, and then we'll stop. Om namo bhagavate aparamitaye jana sambandhe siddhanta sarasaya tathagataya arahate samya sambuddhaya teyata ompune pune mahapune aparamita pune aparamita pune jana sumbaro vasite om savasa mangara parishite namante gangana samgante sambhava vishite mahanaya parivare sova om namo bhagavate aparamitaye jana sumbandhe siddhanta sarasaya tathagataya arahate samya sambuddhaya teyata ompune pune mahapune aparamita pune aparamita pune jana sumbaro vasite om savasa mangara parishite namante gangana Someone Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bindu yata bhagavata yata bhagavata arahate samya sambuddha yata yata Om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ranta samangate so Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bindu yata bhagavata yata bhagavata arahate samya sambuddha yata yata Om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ranta samangate so Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru bindu yata bhagavata yata bhagavata arahate samya sambuddha yata yata Om bhagavate bhagavate maha bhagavate bhagavate ranta samangate so Oh yeah, thank you. So forgot one story. Okay. I will tell this. 2 minutes left. I will tell one story. There's back in Tibet. You know, there's one teller. In Tibet, you know, most of the teller is done. I will say by hand. There's no machines. One teller is doing work. You know, and there's, you know, there's different needles they use, you know, so sometimes they hold that needle in their lip, between their lip, they use something. So that's what usually they do, you know, they hold, the second needle they pretty much hold in their lip. So one teller, you know, he put this needle somewhere there, some kind of fabric, and he's doing, all of a sudden he thought that he swallowed the needle. He don't remember putting needles there. And he got really, really sick because that's what he seriously thought. He swallowed the needles. And he's having all kind of pain in the head. Then he's like, basically, I say, collapse on the floor. And he's all kind of pain. And now he's all this thinking that's poking here, there. It's called. All of a sudden, he saw the needle on the piece of fabric. He's fine. So that's true story that happens. So that clearly, you know, indicates, you know, that clearly indicates so much is in the mind. You know, mind does that. So not just that, there's another story is that, you know, after 1959, 60s, after 70s, you know, Tibetan people from Tibet, they can come to India. So they kind of ease the border. So, you know, they can come to visit. So then quite often that monks, they bring their mother from Tibet because they are in India, their mother has been stuck there 50 years, so now eventually they can bring them to, they can see them each other, so they bring them back. So then one mother, so that monk is still alive in monastery, he's still there. So he brought his monks, you know, she's from eastern Tibet, eastern part of Tibet, winter, there's so much snow there. So then they are not used to, you know, climate inside in Tibet is like almost like this, you know, summer is like this, doesn't get hot, very good, because it's so high. No, there's no mosquito, there's not so many the bugs that, you know, bites people, there's not many of them. So anyway, he brought his mother from Tibet, he's kind of old. In the summer, in South India, in monastery, it gets really hot, really hot. So, then, you know, the Tibetan people, the way they dress, you know, they're, no matter where they go, their clothes kind of thick. You know, that's how they dress, you know, they, like, if you ask them to wear pants, so they couldn't do. If you ask the mother to wear kind of like light pants, even though they cost their life, they are not going to wear. So that's somehow, you know. Say, my father, if you ask him to wear a short, no way, no. So anyway, sometimes it gets very hot. Then the monks come up with this idea, you know. She's sitting there, she's kind of feeling very hot. And all of a sudden he said, look at mom, and she could not see. Her, she's blind, could not see. And he said, mom, look through the window, there's a lot of snow. There's a lot of snow. All of a sudden she's shivering. And she said, yes, look at that, all this is snow, but even though she cannot see, all of a sudden she's kind of like feeling cold. So this is, I think, very much in the mind, you know. So I think that's just want to share that story, you know. So like what mind, you know, can do, I think it's quite amazing, you know. So even the impact of the mind in the physical body, you know, like this is like Taylor, that mother. So these are all true stories. So that's all done in the mind. Okay, so just want to share. That's it. Yeah, thank you. And have a nice weekend. Yeah, thank you. So you can go. I cannot go. I have a lot of the sessions after this. Please.
Kishore, can we do the dedication?
Yeah, on the short dedication, then we'll go.
So the dedications are in the pink sheet on the in the white prayer book. And I'm supposed to mention, in case they pass around these brown bowls, I don't know if they're going to do that this time. I'm supposed to say the dedications are also a traditional time to make offerings. And we may be passing generosity bowls. In case you'd like to make a donation to the center at this time, or there are donation boxes in the lobby if you prefer to focus on the prayers instead.
Sorry, one thing forgot, important things, sorry. So now you see the stupa there, stupa, this is called stupa. So maybe some of you all have been in Nepal, you know, so there's like thousands and thousands of people, they go around stupa. So this is, we did this for you, all the people who come to the center, all people of North Carolina, you know, we built this. Lot of energy is put in there. So I think, you know, like, believe or not, you know, so like going around clockwise, going around the stupa will purify so much negative karmas. So believe or not. So this practice has been done thousands and thousands of years. So there's something here, you get very busy, so much things to do. This is the way to create merit. Easiest way to create. You just go around, you know. So there's a lot of, you know, benefit, a lot of benefit. So I think I'm not ordering you to go around. So I'm just explaining you the benefit that you'll get, you know, just going around. So this is the totally dedicated for world peace. So this is the symbol of Buddha's enlightened minds. That means a mind that's free from all the negative minds. You know? So just going around all kind of age groups, you know, in Nepal, hundred and hundred years, they go around. Now you see a lot of foreigners, American students who are there studying Tibetan. So they go around, you know. So some people say, oh, today I'm very, very happy. So you say, what happened? I manage to go around 100 times to make them happy. No, so I think it's good. So this is, you know, here life gets so busy. So probably, you know, going around there, you may not think, you know, it's the big deal. I think it's very good. So it will purify so much negative karma. It creates a lot of merit. It's the primary cause for happiness. So you go, if you go with, you know, at the altruistic attitude, we're going around there for all living beings. You know, that creates so much merit. So we did, you know, all the people so much put energy here. So it is good when you come to the center, you know, just, you know, go around 3 times. Maybe when you go out, if you go around 3 times, this is, you know, so much benefit you get. Okay, just want to share that with you. So now that's, I say, now absolutely finished.
Thank you, Geshe-la. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrei Dzogchen Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snow land teachings and transmigratory beings, ostensibly clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech you, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.